On this episode of The Edge Podcast, ClearEdge Senior Vice President Michelle Creer interviews Penny Queller, Senior Vice President and General Manager at Monster. Penny takes us back into her early years entering the recruitment industry, explaining what drew her into the recruitment space and why she recently chose her new role at Monster. She also shares her expertise, such as how organizations can better attract and engage candidates, the most impactful ways the industry has changed over the past 25 years, and advice she would give to individuals in the recruitment industry who want to rise to the top. I hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello and welcome to The Edge. Thanks for tuning in today. Joining me is Penny Queller, Senior Vice President and General Manager at Monster. Welcome, Penny.
Thank you, Michelle.
So, Penny, you and I have known each other a long time, and I was so thrilled to read that post you put on LinkedIn a couple of weeks ago announcing that you joined Monster. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thank you for reading it.
Yeah, for those listeners who may not have seen that post, tell me, why is Monster right for you, and what compelled you to join Monster?
Yeah, so thanks. I timing is everything, right? After more than 20 years in the recruiting and staffing industry, I've really been thinking about what's next in our space, right? And, you know, all the digital disruption that is coming and is happening in our industry. And I found myself really anxious for just, you know, kind of seeking out what's next. When the opportunity at Monster presented itself, it was the future of Monster that was most intriguing to me. I was impressed and excited by the suite of products specifically that are focused on the staffing segment. And even more so, you know, our renewed and accelerated focus on supporting the staffing industry. So, you know, it was bittersweet for me to leave behind my colleagues at Alexander Mann Solutions, which is where I was previously working. But I was really ready to take on a new challenge and help lead forward a global brand with such a strong legacy that Monster has.
So I will tell you, I was a little surprised to see that you had headed to Monster, but I know that you're a very smart lady and had great reasons for heading there. So tell me a little bit about Monster and how they've evolved over the years and where they're heading.
Yeah. So the Monster, for those of us that were in the staffing and recruiting industry in the early 90s, Monster launched in 1994. And I actually remember that. I was a rookie in our industry at the time, and any of us that were working with Monster were like on the bleeding edge of recruiting. Monster was one of the very first URLs in the history of URLs. To be specific, Monster was 454th URL in the world, right? So nearly, 25 years later, the company is still focused on tech and innovation. And it's using that, those underpinnings to drive our business forward. So, you know, Monster is poised for accelerated growth. It's going to enable us to deliver even better outcomes for our clients, specifically in the staffing industry. You know, things like reduced time to fill, increased and improving candidate experience, better slate quality, and helping put employers in touch with the very best talent that's available in the market. And specifically for our industry, you know, Monster is the one job board that is purely a staffing industry advocate. Monster will be, as I said, accelerating our support of the staffing and recruiting industry to address the risks of marginalization that digital disruption could bring to the space. And so, we're in the forefront of developing not only our own knowledge, but sharing that knowledge with the industry to raise the tide with digital disruption that will, hopefully raise all ships, right, in the staffing industry.
Yep. Great. So you've seen a lot of changes over the years, Penny, and now you're at Monster, obviously. What do you think organizations need to do better when it comes to attracting and retaining talent? Because I know you have visibility into all different aspects of talent acquisition, you know, through the different positions that you've held throughout your career. So I'd love to get your take on that question.
Yeah. So today's seekers, as we call them at Monster, or candidates, as the industry calls them, They are engaging with brands across all devices and, you know, whether it's over the web, over social, mobile, you know, all times a day. And now more than ever, we need to show up where they are. As a result, we've got to, you know, everything has to be mobile enabled and, you know, have social components. You know, it's just a requirement. I believe that at Monster, we have the right approach. Unlike other job sites, we're relying on candidates who are relying on candidates that come to them. We are taking a different approach at Monster. So we find candidates wherever they are, whether they're online or on the go. So if they're on Monster, other websites, or on social, we find them and come to them, if you will. And I think, you know, that's one of the key components in what organizations need to do better when they're thinking about, you know, attracting and recruiting talent and also the candidate experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Candidate experience, speaking of that point, is so huge these days. And I think what you're saying is exactly right. No longer are companies going to hang out their shingle, so to speak, and expect people to just come to them in leaps and bounds. That's not where the economy is at. That's not how job seekers are looking for jobs today. So I think you're absolutely right. It's all about establishing that great brand and going out and finding them and having, you know, like you said, going out, finding where they are, putting that value prop in front of them, really giving them reasons why they should be looking at you, looking at the opportunities that you have available. It's so interesting to see how the landscape has shifted over the past several years, even the, you know, the past decade or so. Yeah. Penny, you know, again, you and I go back a fair ways, and you've had a number of positions with leading industry organizations throughout your career. What drew you to the staffing industry initially?
You know, initially, I answered an ad in the Orlando Sentinel newspaper, and I didn't know anything about the industry. I was probably 23 or 24 years old at the time, and, you know, I went in for an interview, and I met some really dynamic people that taught me about the industry. And I specifically worked for an entrepreneur or entrepreneurs by the name of Karen and Tim Faber at U.S. Personnel. And through that experience, that, you know, kind of first staffing and recruiting entry in my resume, I learned, you know, all about the industry. But specifically, what made me really passionate about it was, you know, the ability to leverage, you know, what I had learned so far in my career and in my, you know, my education, right? And applying, you know, business principles that, you know, actually worked, right, in the industry. And the thing I was clearly the most passionate about, especially in my early career, was business development. I remember after, you know, several months of, you know, really exhausting work growing a staffing business in Orlando, Florida for the Fabers, you know, real shoe leather being worn out. We used to call it every floor, every door. I remember telling my dad, I can't believe they pay me to do this. Meaning I loved it so much. It fit my personality so much. So anyway, those were some of the first things that initially drew me to the industry.
Nice. I know you were at Staffing Industry Analyst for a while, and you've been at a couple of other provider organizations. How have you seen the industry change throughout your career?
Yeah, so, you know, 25 years ago, right, when Monster was just starting, it was such a different space at the time. And it was pre-internet, which is even hard to imagine. our world pre-internet makes me feel really old. But I would say that that's been the biggest and most significant change over the course of my career and across the industry. Digital has completely transformed how individuals consume content. You know, we're no longer faced with geographical restrictions, for one. You know, the world is literally in the palm of our hands, right, with our smartphones. The shift has created an approach of, you know, information now, always on, and a connectivity for everything, including, you know, our industry, right, jobs and candidate search. So as a result, we in the industry as leaders must be, you know, completely mobile enabled in our approach to the market. And we have to continue to push and find more ways to, you know, always quickly and efficiently, you know, connecting with the right people, with the right jobs, and that, you know, that those folks deserve and provide top talent for our clients and our customers.
So speaking of that, always on and, you know, wanting information immediately, do you think, or maybe it's how do you think recruiters have changed or had to adapt to that? You know, it seems to me like job seekers want an answer and want an answer now. You know, we know that the good candidates out there aren't the ones that are actively looking, so they're probably employed right now, and recruiters need to do a great job of selling them on the opportunity and being responsive. How have recruiters had to adapt to kind of that shift, right? You kind of mentioned like pre-digital. I remember Rolodexes sitting on the desk, right? And you're looking through at the contact information and picking up the phone and calling. And now we're text messaging and we're Slacking and we're doing other things. And it just seems like might be a little bit of almost information overload for recruiters. And then I could see them having to rely on technology a lot more to help them be efficient at their jobs.
Yeah. So I think that's evolving, by the way. And yeah, I remember Rolodexes, or I think we call them data view drawers or something like that. But I think that what you're describing, right, in the evolution of the recruiter desk, and, you know, all of us in the industry are talking about recruiter productivity, right, being the holy grail. I think that the evolution of what happens on a recruiter desk, you know, it's evolved a lot the past few years. But it's going to evolve a lot more in the coming years, and maybe even more quickly and in a more accelerated pace. I think that, you know, business models are completely being reinvented by disruptive technologies. And, you know, the savviest recruiters and savviest leaders in staffing, they're going to be the ones that have the ability to think of new solutions. You know, the ones that can shape the impact of the changes that are happening rather than reacting to them. I think that's super important that we're not reacting to what's happened, right? But we're mm-hmm. like right in the middle of it, and we're shaping the impact of those changes. And frankly, that's the reason why I took this job at Monster, because I want to be right in the middle of mm-hmm. shaping the impact that those changes are going to make on our industry, right?
Yeah.
That I happen to have an incredible amount of passion for.
Yeah. So I can hear that excitement. Talk to me about what else gets you excited about this industry as well. I'm sure there's other things that keep you as excited and engaged and energized as kind of staying on top of what's happening, even just technology-wise, right?
Yeah. So in my career, I've pretty much always been in the industry, a leader and a participant and, you know, and an innovator in the industry. There was, and you mentioned it already, there was one time in my career that that the industry was my client, and that's when I was at Staffing Industry Analyst. And that really opened my eyes to being, you know, still on the same side of the desk, but with a bit of a different perspective about what drives and motivates and innovates, staffing leaders, right, and kind of what's around the corner. So here I am again. I've stepped outside the industry, but not far, because now the staffing industry is my client again. So, you know, in addition to that, I think I bring great perspective to Monster, because I've spent my entire career listening to recruitment leaders and understanding their goals and objectives and challenges. And in my role at Monster, I will find new ways to address these kind of evolving needs of talent executives and staffing and industry perspectives. And at the core of, what I'm looking to drive at Monster is, number one, you know, empowering our client-facing teams to be way better listeners than they have been to our customers. And then the collaboration with our product organization to continue to modify our suite of products that meet, you know, the needs of the staffing and recruiting industry. Additionally, we're going to continue our constant dialogue to keep our customers informed of, you know, where we're going at Monster, latest innovations, the opportunities to partner with us to collaborate and bring new products to market. And, I love this phrase, Monster, you know, in your corner. So that's what we're going to be, and that's what I'm going to be. Helping staffing and recruiting industry land, you know, impressive candidates that lead to impressive business outcomes. So those are kind of a summary, I would say, of the things we're looking to do and to support with Monster, you know, focused on the staffing industry.
Great. Penny, what advice would you give to somebody just starting out in this industry? What kind of words of wisdom do you have for an eager new industry person just starting out?
Yeah, so I mentioned it a little bit earlier. I think that our industry is really hungry for talent and competencies of, you know, the ability to think of new solutions and to reinvent, you know, what I would say were kind of predetermined strategies or pre-existing processes, right? The folks that are going to rise to the occasion in the staffing and recruiting industry are the ones that can shape the impact of those changes rather than react to them. I also think that an understanding of technology is critical, absolutely critical. And trust me, you know, it's challenging for me now working for a digital company, very challenging, because I've never worked for a digital company. Here's the deal. Like, I know that I'm not going to be the person that's writing code, yeah, because I have zero competency for that. But it is a requirement that I need to demonstrate robust understanding of the capabilities, applications, future potential, you know, of emerging technologies relative to staffing. And I think that those that are, you know, eager, like you said, and interested in the space, you know, that, you know, having an understanding of technology and also being able to, you know, reinvent with disruptive technologies, that the industry is very hungry for folks with those competencies. I also just want to add a couple other thoughts on this one, too, that, you know, I think that leaders who can demonstrate a level of comfort with chaos, right? Being mm-hmm. comfortable with chaos. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of reinventing going on in our space, and longstanding processes, you know, we're going to be better prepared for the challenges of modifying those with folks that are really comfortable with an increasingly chaotic business landscape. So, you know, we need to bring that, right, as leaders in the industry, but new people entering as well. And then I always love, you know, EQ, right, and emotional intelligence. There's, you know, it's been scientifically demonstrated that EQ is a learned behavior, right? Mm-hmm. And so I would just challenge all of us, new entrants to the space and folks like me who have been here a while, to really hone EQ, because when we can do that, right, our ability to bring together groups of people to collaborate, right, tech and, you know, the human factor, and to drive our business forward. So anyway, those are a few things that I would offer.
Nice. And I know that you have a child heading off to college right about now. Interested at all in what you do for a living, or what's their kind of career path at this point? I know right when you head off to college, you have all these wild ideas of what you want to do. And believe me, what I started out going to college for, I am not even close to doing at this point in time. But do they watch you and think, gosh, what mom is doing is really cool, I might be interested in that?
Yeah, they do. They really do. And I love that, right? And I think most of the time our conversations with both of my kids, you know, those, it really turns to kind of basic business practices and leading people and, you know, what drives me, yeah, personally, yeah. And the thrill I get out of, you know, better business outcomes in general. But yeah, you know, it's really hard to say. So, but I have a rising sophomore going back to University of Richmond, and I have a freshman who I just dropped off last weekend at, TCU in Fort Worth. So, yeah, so I don't know. More to come.
More to come. Exactly. Yeah. Great. Well, thank you for joining me this morning, Penny. I really enjoyed our conversation. It was great catching up with you as always. If someone wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way they can do that?
Yeah, so my my contact information is always available on LinkedIn. And so as long as you click that little tab, right, that has contact information, so you'll have my cell number and my personal email. And then I'm always available at penny.queller@monster.com.
Fantastic. Thanks again for joining me, Penny. We'll talk again real soon.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to this week's The Edge episode. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And you can also email me at etatum, T-A-T-U-M, at clearedgemarketing.com. And let me know if you have any questions or if you want to hear about anything in particular as it relates to our Women in Staffing series or our marketing episodes. So just shoot me an email and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.